Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
You know, and to quote the 20th century poet Ice Cube, today was a good day.
Yes, it really was.
It's going to be an even better show. Later on, Jay-Z finally admits to cheating on Beyonce, and DMX has released a new rap single. It's the song you've always wanted.
What?
The hip-hop version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, not X going to give it to you?
He going to give it to you for Christmas. But before we get into these Matt Lauer details, got to bring in our people from L.A., Heidi and Frank. What it do, y'all?
Xmas gonna give it to you.
That's a country version. She said Xmas.
Your Christmas is about to be lit.
Yeah, right.
Now let's talk about this Matt Lauer stuff. Now he's been fired from today, and dozens of former and current NBC staffers have now come forward to share their stories about what it was like working with Matt Lauer.
Lord.
He's accused of a lot of things. Let's get the list going, shall
okay.
we? One, giving a sex toy to a female employee as a gift with a very graphic note detailing how he wanted to use it on her.
Oh. That's awful.
Yeah, you don't need to give instructions for that.
Oh.
He also used to play the game Marry, Kill in regards to his female co-host.
Mm-mm.
Really?
He used to sex the interns, giving them pictures and all, and he even invited a female employee to his office and exposed himself.
Oh.
And he even had a secret button under his desk that he could lock women in his office without having to get up.
See, that way, that is
seriously?
So premeditated and creepy. I mean, he had to make a phone call to an engineering department to say, this is what I want.
I had a button put in under my desk right here, but it doesn't lock the door. It's a trap door under Heidi. So here we go.
Okay. Well, Matt Lauer finally responded to all of these sexual abuse allegations, and he put out a statement this morning which basically said this: there are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions to the people I have hurt. I am truly sorry. He goes on to say, some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. Repairing the damage will take a lot of time and soul searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort. It is now my full-time job.
But that was not an apology.
Not at all, Portia.
If you believe, if some of what you believe maybe is true, and maybe I'm sorry, and maybe I'm not for that. Like, if you're going to say sorry, just say sorry. Why does he even have to speak about some could be true, some could not be true?
You realize what a scumbag Matt Lauer is. When he was interviewing Bill O'Reilly when he was having his sexual allegation scandals. And he's sitting there all
grilling
being Mr.
Him.
Judgy and throwing him under the bus. And I was like, it sounds like he's interviewing himself.
Right.
I think I would have bowed out if they said, listen, Matt, you're going to interview Bill O'Reilly about the sexual allegations. I'd say, no, let Savannah do it. I'm not going to do it.
You're right.
Well, y'all, the hits just keep on coming. Russell Simmons has been faced with his own allegations of sexual assault.
Oh, really?
God, another
what
one.
Is and he
was
did.
It Kimora?
When did he have time in between yoga? Well, former model Keri Clawson and now screenwriter Jenny Lumet both claim that they were raped by Russell back in 1991. Oh. Jesus, full-blown raped? In a statement today, he responded directly to the accusation by Jenny, saying, while her memory of that evening is very different from mine, it is now clear to me that her feelings of fear and intimidation are real. While I have never been violent, I have been thoughtless and insensitive in some of my relationships over many decades, and I sincerely and humbly apologize. Then in a shocking move, he announced that he will be stepping down from all of his companies, including Def Jam, which he founded, so that he will not be a distraction.
You know, it's one thing to understand, like, an evening differently. I get that. Like, you've been out partying, and you're like, oh, this happened, and your friend's like, that didn't even, what are you talking about? But rape is...
There's a spectrum there. It's like rape, and like, I thought it was a nice evening, or
right,
I don't understand
how we could have a completely different understanding of a night that included rape. I don't get that.
So at this point in the game, who would shock y'all if allegations came out about them?
I promise you, I'm waiting for Oprah's story to come out.
Like, what you think?
I'm thinking that Stedman might be held against his will.
Oh, Stedman's treated just fine, I'm sure.
My years as a sex slave, the Stedman story.
Exactly. Right. Oh, my God. All right, moving on. The Victoria's Secret's fashion show aired this Tuesday, and it's still making headlines because a video was posted of the models backstage getting pumped up by singing Cardi B's Bodak Yellow. And, well, Twitter was really not here for all the white girls saying the N-word.
You know, I think I speak for all of us when I say that I shouldn't speak for all of us.
I second what he said.
Yo, it's always such a gray area, especially when you go to parties and rap shows and, like, you know, the word is, like, prevalently used in a record. Like, I can't front. I always look at the white people in the crowd just to see how they go. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you'll find somebody that'll, like, they'll kind of, like, pause on the moment and not do it. Then you got some people to just fully commit to it.
Twitter was upset. One guy even tweeted, so they can stop themselves from eating for days, but can't stop themselves from saying the N-word? But others did point out the one blonde who did manage to refrain from saying the word.
And to that blonde's defense, that was her first time hearing the song.
No, and she the one
she
that
didn't know the word.
I know.
All right, we're going to say goodbye for now, Atlanta, but we'll be back in just a little bit to tell you the latest trend that's going to turn your Christmas traditions upside down.
What? Yeah. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Y'all, Ben Affleck hasn't just moved on. He's moved in.
What?
Well, you know, Ben has been dating SNL producer Lindsay Shookus for about 7 months now. And they were spotted looking at houses together back in October. But sources say they are fully living together now.
Mm. That's good. But he has to have some good in his life. You know, Justice League wasn't reviewed that well. You know, they're trying to say he's not Batman anymore. So
gotta have personal life should be going good at least.
Gotta have a win.
Yeah, gotta have something, I guess.
Well, apparently they feeling each other if they felt like they could move in together.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. Lindsay has to stay in New York for SNL, and Ben has to stay in L.A. for the kids. So they found an apartment in New York's Upper West Side that they both live in together while Ben's in town.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cute. That's
I don't
cute.
Like that. Right. Think about it, honey. She's stupid, honey, because I wouldn't have no long-distance relationship. Not with Ben Affleck, honey. He's a cheater, number one. Number two, it really hurts my heart. Men get to get over quicker than a woman. A man can get a woman all down there. A woman got to take years before she finds a damn
man. Get over it.
Women.
Like, look at the girl who, Naya Rivera. Like, she was going to marry Big Sean on one particular day, and that day didn't happen. And guess what she did? She found somebody to marry just in time, and then she beat him.
Yeah. Now, Portia, you and I are both the same sign. I don't know. Let's see if we think the same.
Okay.
I don't want your ass to move over until I get somebody.
That's not fair.
I mean, I would love to say that. The petty P would love to say that.
Yeah. Right.
But in reality, I mean, I'm going to probably be moved on. Y'all just won't know about it.
And as long as it takes you to find somebody, because, like, every time you jump on a show, you talk about how single you are. If somebody had to wait for you to move on,
that's a long time. They got to suffer.
They would never move on. They'll move on to the grave.
All right, Jay-Z. Is he fessing up to his mistakes? Mm. Seems like it. He recently sat down with the New York Times, and he finally publicly admitted to what Beyonce was alluding to on the Lemonade album.
Mm-hmm.
He might have cheated a little bit.
But the best place is right in the middle of the pain.
Right.
And that's where we were sitting, and it was uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, most people walk away, and, like, divorce rate is, like, 50% or something, because most people can't see themselves. The hardest thing is seeing pain on someone's face that you caused and then have to deal with yourself.
Yeah.
So you don't, most people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You don't want to look inside yourself. Yeah. And so you walk away.
Dang, that was deep, Jay-Z.
Yeah, right? But anybody who's a fan of Jay-Z, or even if you listen to the 444 album, there's nothing new to see here. He pretty much, you know, spilled it all out then and there.
Right, but the mentality is something that he just opened my eyes to. Like, I didn't think about the fact that some men don't even try anymore or stay because they would have to deal with their faults and what they actually did to her. I thought they left because, hell, they probably want to be with the side bitch.
I don't like the way he... I think he's cocky. Look at the way he was sitting down like a rich, cocky man.
That's, why he can't be cocky?
He is a rich, cocky man.
Well, he needs to sit humble and meek and be like... He don't need to be sitting with his ass all cocked up like, oh, yeah, I got money. Let me tell you, I cheated on her ass.
Oh, Gary.
So the way you sit, what does it say about you?
First of all, that's not how you're... average man sits, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So I could sit like that and tell the story. Yeah, bitch, let me tell you about his ass. I can sit like that.
Gary, you exaggerate so much.
No.
I don't know what the deal is with all these feisty Porsches. But after the break, we'll tell you what happened to the other Porsche on Empire.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, last night was a very dramatic, honey, episode of Empire. All of the employees at Empire were feeling very disgruntled with the long hours and treatment and decided to go on strike, bitch. And Miss Portia turned into a regular Norma Rae.
Let them know, Portia.
Norma. Yes.
I know y'all tired of Empire treating us like we're not the ones making it happen.
Yeah, Portia.
Empire don't work without us. So we deserve some damn respect.
Portia, you better tell her, Portia. You used to be Ricky's assistant, so did you ever feel like this? Did you ever feel underappreciated and you had to stand up for yourself sometimes?
No, but you know what? When I worked for Ricky, I had one phone in my ear and one in my ass, honey. I worked hard, honey.
Because all the time.
But I felt appreciated because, you know, when I shopped for him, I was shopped for me.
Hello. There you go.
Like, how did you quit your job?
You know how I quit? He moved. He moved to Atlanta, honey. That's how I
saved your life.
Company relocated.
Yes.
And you were like, I ain't moving.
And Gary got off the hook.
Got off the hook, baby. Yes.
Well, Harry Styles just revealed who his inspiration is in more ways than one. In a recent interview, Harry revealed, I think in both music and fashion, my main influence was probably Shania Twain.
What?
In either, in music or fashion. She's a country singer, a female country singer.
Right, that's what I
country singers write
too.
Good music, though.
They
do. They've always got credit for
that. And her lyrics will get you. That's
yeah,
true.
That's still the one I want.
Yeah.
But fashion?
Exactly.
Yeah. But even country. He's a pop singer. I just wouldn't think about it.
Now that we're seeing these pictures, I can see the resemblance. I would have just never put two and two together. I just thought he was just being British.
Right.
You know? They dress a little different over there.
He's the cutest one, too. He's so cute. I like
He's got his own look.
Yeah,
style.
I like his little swag, you know? I didn't know he got it from Shania Twain.
Yes,
but it's cute.
Gary, what do you think about a man being inspired by a woman in fashion?
Honestly, that's how I dress.
Who inspires you?
Women. I mean, just women. Colors. You know, you don't see men in colorful clothes.
That's right. True.
I go to the stores and I look at all the latest colors that women are wearing, and that's what I imply in my life. I put that, I implement that. And, honey, I mean, I agree with him, though.
So
you know?
Which one of us was responsible for that shirt?
Don't you put that on me. I was over here praying like, please don't let him say me, you gonna say Brad.
Well, guys, Christmas came early. Remember when DMX sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah.
And it went viral, y'all remember that?
Yes, child.
Well, now an official version of DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cover has been released as a part of Spotify's single holiday playlist.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I always would look forward to Christmas time so we could play that snippet of him singing the song because he gave it character.
Okay, I want to hear it. I've never heard it.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Nowhere.
Christmas is supposed to be festive.
It is festive.
And
no, like, I feel like I was going to get robbed.
Exactly. Do you realize how many people get robbed during Christmas time in malls?
So now they got theme music to go with it? I don't know about this.
Mind your business, lady. All right, Dish fans, the holidays are right around the corner, and we have the perfect Christmas gift for you to scoop up. Because, listen, it's hard to shop for people. We got our new Dish gear. Man, listen, there's hoodies, there's totes, there's men and ladies' tees.
And speaking of tees, there's a mug of me.
Oh, what? Ooh. Why?
Why not?
He's a sweet one.
Cute.
Yeah,
all right, coming up, James Franco has a new movie opening this weekend, and we'll tell you if you should ticket it or skip it next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey.
We miss y'all a lot.
Yes, we do. Oh,
it's time to sneak y'all in the movies for ticket or skip it, though.
Yeah.
this weekend, brothers James and Dave Franco are starring together in The Disaster Artist. It's based on a true story of Tommy Wiseau and Greg Sestero, who teamed up to film this movie called The Room. People love to hate that movie, and James and Dave Franco made a movie about the movie that people love to hate. Let's take a look.
So there's this guy, Johnny, a true American hero, to be played by me. He has it all. Good luck, many friends, and also maybe Johnny is vampire. We'll see.
This set of the alleyway looks exactly like the real alleyway.
That's right.
Well, why don't we just shoot in the real alleyway?
Because it's a real Hollywood movie.
No, yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Action!
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
What the f- it doesn't work if you're looking at the camera.
This is not necessary.
No, very necessary. I need to show my ass to sell this movie.
I think you're aiming a little bit.
I aim when I aim. Just do the scene.
Why is he having sex with her belly button? He knows where her vagina is, right?
I can tell by the enthusiasm in all of you guys' faces, you didn't find any of that humorous.
But he was bad at everything.
And James Franco did a great job of
at
capturing
being bad.
How bad he was.
He's bad. He's so bad that because he's bad and I know it's going to be bad before I go see it, I'm not going to see it. Yeah.
That's messed up. Yeah. They say James Franco might get an Oscar for this.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem so excited.
Because I've seen most of the movie The Room, mm-hmm. and, like, yo, he nailed it. Like, this dude, that's how the dude talks. And just to see the behind-the-scenes stuff and how it all played out, I am so excited to see.
You know what I'm really excited to see?
What?
Ticket The Room. You made me want to see that, not this.
It's on DVD. I'll bring it in if you guys
are. Yep, there you go. Ticket you that and not ticket this.
I guess I'll be alone in the room watching it.
Well, yeah.
Alone in the room.
It's me and a popcorn.
Well, guess what, guys?
What's up?
I have a great deal for you all.
Another one?
Well, except for you, Headcrack. You don't have any hair, so let's just call yours a great gift deal. How about that?
I'll roll my beard and my eyebrows out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, now you can achieve salon-quality results from the comfort of your own home with this Vivitar heated volumizing hairbrush.
Cute.
Yes.
This brush has two settings to avoid overheating your hair. Plus, it adds volume, tames frizz, and results in smoother, shinier hair.
Ooh, volume and shine and no frizz. Oh, my.
The Vivitar Heated Volumizing Hairbrush has been priced as high as $119. Mm-mm. But for our Dish Nation fans, it's just $29.
That's
$29. Oh, my imagination.
Yes.
Just go to morningsave.com for the smoother do.
After the break, honey, we'll show you the latest Christmas trend, and it's ridiculous.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. You know, Christmas is all about traditions, but some stores are literally turning Christmas upside down.
Whatever do you mean?
Well, I'm, of course, talking about Christmas trees, Frank. Yeah, Christmas trees that are upside down. So the point is at the bottom. And the big
What do you attach it to the ceiling?
But if you want to get one, Home Depot, Target, Walmart, Kohl's, and Bed Bath & Beyond all have them for sale. Some of the upside down trees are already sold out, and they're between $150 and
$1,000. $1,000?
I know.
But to be fair, that's mostly to idiots.
I can't imagine
spending $1,000 on an upside down tree.
They're saying,
as far as religious reasons, that the tree upside down kind of looks like Jesus on the cross.
Oh, yeah, the point are the feet and the arms.
Yeah, there you go. So they're that's how they're saying it's not sacrilegious to be upside down.
I'm going to make you a deal, upside down tree people. I'm on board, but then we have to reverse everything so that it all matches. So we're going to say Christmas merry when we see people. Holidays happy. Rudolph is now in the back of the pack of the ring. Everything is turned around.
Rudolph has a glowing sphincter.
That's one of the lesser known reindeers. There's a Dasher and Dancer and Donner and Blitzen and Sphincter.
And Dasher and Sphincter.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.